Chapter 19. I know Ramona has something to do with this, Nan said, once they were back in her apartment with Ida, Ruth, and Helen. Did you find anything, Ruth?
I didn't have much time to search on her, Mona. I mean, you only called like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry, sometimes I get carried away.
Nan's gave a sheepish shrug.
But I did find something interesting about Stuart Wiggins.
Ruth's eyes twinkled.
You did?
Yep. It seems he's been getting credit card advances over the past 3 months. That money doesn't appear in his bank account, and it all adds up to just a little over $50,000.
He could have used it to pay for wedding stuff, Lexi said, picturing her own mounting wedding expenses.
True, Ruth nodded. But I also discovered that he and Ramona went to the same college in Texas. And guess who else went there?
Lexi, Nans, Ida, and Helen stared at her. Finally, Helen said,
I give up. Who?
Eddie Sharp.
What did Ramona go to college for? Lexi wondered.
Computer technology, Ruth said. She barely graduated. It says here she works at the museum, too.
So all three of them went to college together and got jobs at the same place,
Ida shrugged.
So what? Lots of people remain friends for years after college and recommend their friends for jobs at their place of employment.
It does make sense that Veronica could have met Stuart through Ramona.
Lots of people introduce their friends to each other, Helen pointed out.
So maybe Stuart was into something with Philippe, and that's why they were both killed. Veronica might just have been in the wrong place and got killed along with Philippe, Lexi said.
Or Veronica was in on it too, and the killer wanted all three of them dead,
Ida added.
Yes, but what were they into, and who killed them?
Nans asked.
I don't know, Lexi said as she stood up.
But I think finding the money trail is a job for the police, and I'm pretty sure all this evidence lets me off the hook. In fact, I'm going to call Jack as soon as I get home and let him know.
But what about Ramona?
Nans asked.
She's just mean, Lexi said. Always was in school, too.
Her behavior might seem suspicious, but for her, acting like that is normal.
Does that mean you don't want to come with me to interrogate her tomorrow?
Nans looked crestfallen. Sorry, Nans. It's the day before my wedding, and I have a ton to do. Lexi felt a tug at her heart. She hated to disappoint Nans, but she did have a lot of last-minute errands to run. Besides, it seems like the case is pretty much solved. Davies just needs to connect the money between Wiggins and Philippe and find the other person involved, and she'll have her killer. Lexi was halfway to the door before Ida's voice stopped her.
Wait a minute. If it's as you say, then why did someone break into your house?
Lexi's brow creased. She turned around. That's a good question. I guess they must think I have something, although I can't imagine what. I'm sure the police will figure that all out once you give them this information you found.
Well, you better be careful, dear,
Nan said.
The killer is loose out there, and he may still think you have something he needs.
Lexi pushed away the niggle of doubt that clutched at her as she pulled out of the Brook Ridge Falls Retirement Center. Nans and the ladies had found compelling evidence that Stuart, Wiggins, and Philippe were into something together, and she could trust the police to come to the right conclusion. Couldn't she? She thought about Davies and wondered if she was competent enough to figure the rest of it out. Well, she'll just have to be, Lexi thought, because she didn't have time to continue an investigation herself right now. Her heart flooded with warmth as she thought about her wedding. Hers and Jack's wedding. It was going to be beautiful. The weather was supposed to be sunny and in the 70s. The leaves were in full color and she'd be wearing her gorgeous dress. If she could tie up some of the loose ends tomorrow and make it to the rehearsal dinner, everything would be perfect. She pulled up in front of her house and walked to the front door, her stomach clenching as she put the key in the lock. She was still a little spooked about the break-in and apprehensive about what she might find inside. She took a deep breath and shoved the key in. It's no good being afraid of walking into your own home, she thought, as she shoved the door open. Her breath came out in a whoosh of relief. The house was exactly as she left it.
Lexi, is that you?
Vera's voice echoed across the entire neighborhood. She turned and poked her head out the door to see Vera running across the lawn, her arms loaded with mail, sprinkles racing along beside her. Hi, Mom, Lexi said. I got your mail. The box was overflowing. Vera handed Lexi the pile. I guess I must have forgotten about it. The past couple of days have been so busy, Lexi said, grabbing the mail. Come on in. Lexi felt exhausted. The stress of the past few days was catching up with her. She collapsed on the couch, throwing the mail on the coffee table. Sprinkles jumped up beside her and she hugged the small dog, her heart surging at her unconditional love. Giving the dog a kiss on the head, she turned her attention to the mail. Let's see what's in here. She sorted through the pile, throwing each piece down on the table after she looked at it. Bills, 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 catalog, letter. Why are there always so many bills and never any checks? Vera joked. I know, Lexi laughed. Well, none of this needs immediate attention. She frowned at the letter. She didn't recognize the handwriting or the name on the return address. Probably someone sending her wedding wishes. You look exhausted, Vera said. I have some beef stew cooking in the crock pot. Why don't you come over and eat with us? That would be great, Mom. Oh, good. Vera clapped her hands. We only have a few more days together until you go on your honeymoon and we take off again in the big rig. And we want to see as much of you as we can. Me too. Lexi got up and hugged her mother as they started out the door. She was careful to close it and lock it before turning to follow her mother to the RV. She was just starting across the lawn, with sprinkles running circles around her ankles, when something at the end of the street caught her eye. Her stomach lurched. Was that the tail end of a black car disappearing around the corner? Lexi hesitated, then realized she was just being paranoid. How many black cars were there in Brookridge Falls? It was probably just one of the neighbors driving home. She followed Vera into the RV, stopping at the door to cast one last nervous glance over her shoulder to make sure the street was empty before she went inside.